Ask Catherine. Christy writes, Catherine, I understand your thoughts that there is no way. That being said, what are your thoughts on overseas investing and overseas bank accounts? Not looking to hide or do anything illegal, just looking to diversify a little more. To be a little more specific, someone has mentioned Uruguay might be a good place to open an overseas bank account. Any thoughts that you could share? Having never traveled outside of the U.S., I thought it might be wise to go there and see firsthand for myself, or would I be better served going somewhere else? Several points. Yes, I like the ideas of having funds in different places. So certainly, you know, North America is one place to have funds, but I like the ideas of having funds elsewhere. Please read the special report on foreign financial accounts. You can access it with the special reports both at your resource page or at the home page, because you need to understand some of the compliance issues of having foreign financial accounts. If you have foreign financial accounts, you want to be impeccable about your reporting. We did banking reports in the archives. They're a bit dated now on banking in Singapore, Canada, and New Zealand, which are some of the ones I'm more familiar with, along with Switzerland. I don't know Uruguay, so I can't say one way or another. Should you go meet them, you ask? And I say absolutely. I think it is essential to meet and know your bankers. And you may say that you're not a financially sophisticated person, but you can tell so much from walking into a place and talking to people. Believe it or not, in the bank intimate section on the Solari website, we have a document that, or a sort of a little checklist that says how to find a good local bank. Believe it or not, you can reapply that to a good global bank as well. How to find a good global bank. It's the same process and the same rules. So I recommend you take a look at it. But yes, I think holding assets in a variety of different places makes a lot of sense. Just remember though that, any financial institution globally, if the United States government says thou shalt do the following with respect to any U.S. citizens, they will obey. So you will continue, whether you like it or not, to be under the jurisdiction of the U.S. government. Julian writes and says, about solar panels. Hi, Catherine. I have recently visited an American friend in the Ukraine who has a startup that is producing solar panels there. I learned quite a bit about solar panels, like how the prices of polysilicon has dropped so significantly in the past 2 years that made a lot of rich countries hitting the grid parity now. Right before I left, he told me that the World Bank has contacted them directly without them reaching out. They offer to loan starting at $10 million or up, but my friend's company only needs about $2 million or so. One thing that puzzled about the current energy development is current support in the mainstream for solar panels and wind powers. Like, how come the polysilicon dropped so quickly? Is it a Trojan horse? I wonder if you had any insight into this or had any past articles covering this topic. It's interesting. This has been a big topic with my investment partners as well as at the Tamera conference. That we're seeing the same thing happened in solar panels that we saw in integrated circuits, you know, Moore's Law, with a steady drop in prices. And it is getting... It is getting to the point where countries with strong sun really are hitting grid parity. So places where the energy is expensive or places that have a lot of sun are approaching a point when solar has much more potential than it's had. A big issue discussed last week at Tamera was, is a community better off with technology that they can build and operate themselves or with cheap solar panels being made by a central corporate source? And I think one of the reasons that they've come down as much as they have is the pushes on to centrally control and keep communities dependent on central forces to get their next round of solar panels. So I think there's a real centralized versus decentralized technology battle going on, but tremendous resources are being put for a variety of reasons, not necessarily a Trojan horse, to bring the price of solar down. I suspect that could have happened long ago, but part is inspired by the incredible efforts, as Jim Norman has explained, to keep the oil price up. So it would not surprise me to see solar become much more economic steadily over the next couple of years.